Welcome to People's Rights. Glad you're all here.
Bring it in, guys. Bring it in.
Bring it on in. Bring it on in. Yeah. Most of us have been here through quite a few meetings, but we do have a new person here today. What's your name?
Zoe.
Zoe is new to People's Rights, so welcome, Zoe. You're very welcome here, Zoe. So just to give you a little idea about what People's Rights is all about. So People's Rights is a group of people that have come together to help each other defend our rights. So over the past few years, you may have noticed that our rights have been violated in many ways. And I'm sure you experienced that yourself. But People's Rights has a texting network. And if you go to our website and join and provide your phone number, you'll be part of our texting network. And what that means is you will have a group of people that you can contact if you are in a situation where your rights are being violated. So let's suppose, for example, that you go to a grocery store and they say, hey, you can't come in here without a mask. Okay? So that would be an example of your rights being violated. So if that were to happen, you could contact People's Rights, and we would send out an alert message to all our members, and then people that are in the area where you're located could show up and help you and possibly be a witness for you, help you stand up for your rights. And that's what we're all about. So the People's Rights Network has been used many times to effectively protect people's rights. For example, in Idaho, about a year ago, the Child Protective Services came and actually physically took a woman's baby away from her for the excuse for them taking the baby was that she had missed an appointment with a pediatrician. So the justification for them taking that baby was not valid at all. So People's Rights got involved, and they activated their membership in that area, and they put so much pressure on CPS and the people involved in taking that the baby was returned 6 days later, which is totally unheard of when it comes to CPS taking a person's child. They were planning to put that baby into a foster home and not even give the parents a hearing for at least a month. But People's Rights stepped in, and they picked the wrong group to mess with because that particular area was the area where our founder is from, and our founder is Ammon Bundy. And so they put so much pressure on them that the baby was returned. And that's quite a saga. You can learn all about it. Just look up the Baby Cyrus saga in Idaho, and you'll find out about that. But even for myself, I had People's Rights step in for me. I went to a doctor, and I wanted to get cleared to have some dental work done, and the doctor refused to see me without a mask, even though I had called him the day before and asked him if I could come and see him without the mask, and they assured me, oh yeah, that'll be fine. But then when I got there, he changed the story. So I notified this gentleman right here, one of our area assistants, Ash. And Ash put out the alert to the whole membership. And then the whole membership started calling that doctor's office. And he didn't know what hit him. Let me tell you, because our people are awesome and they know the law and they knew all the laws that that doctor was violating. And they told him so. And then when I walked back in about an hour later, after a number of people had called him, he had a whole different attitude, let's put it that way. He was willing to work with me all of a sudden, and he offered an accommodation, which he didn't offer before. But at that point, I had already decided I was going to go to a different doctor. But the People's Rights Network really responded well and put more pressure than that doctor has probably ever felt in his life. He asked me at one point, he says, "Who are you? What is all this? I mean, what happened here?" He didn't even know what hit him. And so it was really awesome the way the group responded. So if you do have your rights being violated, please do send us a text. And we will send out an alert. We'll talk to you, find out what's going on. We'll send out an alert, and maybe we can get some people to you to help you. We had one of our members who was accosted by a security guard in the LA City Library. The security guard was very aggressive with her, threatened her with pepper spray for not wearing a mask in the library. And so we responded to that, and a big group of us ended up going to the main branch LA library and talking with the assistant head librarian. And we all went in there, about 10 of us, would you say, Ash? 12. 10 to 12 of us went in there without masks, and we confronted them and told them all the laws that they were violating and so forth, and put a lot of pressure on them. So anyway, that's what people's rights is all about. It's protecting each other, because in a lot of cases, the authorities are not doing that. They're not doing their jobs. They're not standing up for our rights. They're not protecting our Constitution. And they've, I don't know any other way to say it, but a lot of the so-called authorities have gone to the other side, to the dark side, to the Darth Vader side, I guess. But we're here to help each other. So last comment I'll make about joining People's Rights is, if you do so, your phone number and your email will not be shared with anybody other than the area assistants. And that's only to facilitate help if you should need it. So your information is protected and kept confidential. So if you do want to share your phone number or anything with any of the other members, you have to do that yourself. The area assistants will not share your information with anyone, and that's to protect your privacy. So just so you know that. But people's rights, in my opinion, is in the battle of good and evil, we are the tip of the spear for the good guys. People's rights is nationwide. We're surpassing, I believe, 70,000 members now nationwide. And we have had a lot of attention focused on us from the bad guys. We had the Atlantic magazine send out a reporter to do a report on us, which I would call more of a hit piece. So I'm very proud that the Atlantic magazine wrote an article calling us the Uber of militias. So apparently, according to the Atlantic, we're a militia, which obviously we're not. But the fact that the press is showing us attention is a good sign that that we are being very effective, because they're obviously concerned about us. Otherwise, they wouldn't send out their jackals in the, I call them the corporate whore media, because they just lie to us all day long and they promote official propaganda and lies all day long. Yeah. And plus they're in the pockets of Big Pharma and so forth. Every time you see a commercial on TV that's from Big Pharma or for some drug, that's Big Pharma paying off the media to be on their side and to suppress all the other people that have different opinions about health. Yeah, exactly. So it's a big cabal, and you know, if you trace it back, you'll probably get to the point where you realize it's BlackRock that's actually behind all this. If you don't know this, BlackRock owns Pfizer, which is the biggest pharmaceutical company in the world. They own Time Warner, which is the biggest media company in the world. And, you know, if you just look at these mega corporations like Pfizer and Time Warner, they own so many other entities. It's really like a conglomerate of a lot of corporations that you're looking at. So they own the corporations that in turn own hundreds of others. So really, BlackRock is the peak of the pyramid. And that's really, in my opinion, the heart of darkness right there is BlackRock. But I don't want to go on too terribly long, but I do want to give the group some good news. We are winning this fight. And a lot of things have happened this year that at first glance may appear to be us losing this fight, but it's not the case. So if you look at, for example, is anybody here heard of James O'Keefe and Project Veritas? Okay, you've heard of Project Veritas. So 1 week after James O'Keefe broke the biggest story probably of the decade, that Pfizer is manipulating toxic weapons to make them more deadly, he got one of their officials on video admitting that they're manipulating things like that to make them more virulent and more deadly. So 1 week after that, suddenly the board of directors of Project Veritas decided to get rid of James O'Keefe. So you would think, oh my God, they just destroyed Project Veritas. Well, that's not the way it went down. So James O'Keefe just decided, okay, and he left Project Veritas, and now he has started O'Keefe Media Group, which is OMG, oh my God. And now he is out there doing what he did with Project Veritas, only bigger and stronger. So his new initiative, he is the owner of OMG. So there's no board of directors now that can interfere with what he's doing. And he just recently did an expose of BlackRock. He caught one of their recruiters admitting that BlackRock literally buys politicians. Wow. So they literally purchase our politicians. So that tells you a little bit about what BlackRock's all about. But anyway, so James O'Keefe's new initiative is, he is, people can sponsor his channel. And if you put in a sponsorship, he will actually buy a camera and give it to an independent reporter. So he's literally creating an army of independent reporters that are going to go out and do what he does all over the place. So Believe me, the bad guys are quaking in their boots because he gets them on tape. And there's all kinds of whistleblowers coming forward from Pfizer, from inside the government, inside the FBI. There's a lot going on.
Inside the schools.
Yeah, inside the schools. Parents, if you don't know this, parents are rising up all over the country to stand against critical race theory and this woke agenda where they're trying to get at our children and give them all this Marxist ideology and groom them for their perverted agenda. I don't know what really they're all about, but it has a lot to do with subverting our country and turning it into a cesspool, and it's disgusting. Yeah, they're trying to take over the minds of the children, literally. That's what they're trying to do. But since they did that, they've made a big mistake. Because as soon as you start openly going after the children, then people that were never involved before, all of a sudden, now they're paying attention and they're getting involved. And it's happening by the thousands, by the tens of thousands, by the millions now. So parents are rising up all over the place. They're going to these school board meetings. They're putting pressure on these school districts that are trying to introduce all these disgusting books about sex and all this stuff that they're trying to give to our kids. And just recently, a woman went before Congress and really exposed some of what's in these books that they're trying to put in the schools. So the pushback is much stronger than they expected, much stronger than they anticipated. So they made a big mistake. They started messing with the kids. And now, as I mentioned earlier, about baby Cyrus, Diego Rodriguez is the grandfather of baby Cyrus. And he wasn't talking about Child Protective Services at all until they took his grandson. Now, he is doing a major expose on Child Protective Services across the whole country, not just Idaho. So he's going after the whole thing, the whole enchilada. And believe me, he is effective. He's putting out videos and exposés that are really going to be difficult for them to deal with. So, sure.
Bring up what happened with the kids in the school, because the unions have been controlling, right?
Yeah.
Well, now, since the kids have been taping the people, they're passing rules that says you can't...
Right.
Bring any cameras in there, right?
Right.
Which is now turned around and emphasized school choice. School choice now is going, which will break the unions.
Right.
Because
right.
Then you can choose where your kid's going to go to school.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's true. So several kids have been doing things like bringing cameras into their classrooms to expose what's going on. Some kids wore some shirts saying... there's one kid wore a shirt that says there's two genders, men and women. And the school made a big deal out of it. They tried to expel him. And guess who's winning that fight? Yeah. Not the school. Okay. So these fights are going on all over the country and all over the world. And all it took, really, was for the bad guys to push it just a little too far. So every time they do something to try to take away our rights or make our lives more difficult or steal our money or any of those things, every time they do those steps, it inspires people to rise up to stop them. And this is happening in a myriad of ways. For example, There are all over YouTube, there are people that call themselves First Amendment auditors. And these First Amendment auditors, they go out with cameras and they walk into federal buildings, post offices, police stations, places like that. All are public places. And they test how the authorities respond to someone exercising their First Amendment rights. Because whether you know this or not, you do have the right to record your public officials in the course of their duties. And anywhere in public, you have the right to record. And lobbies of like federal buildings, that's open to the public because we are the public and we pay for those buildings. So those buildings are ours, not theirs. Their demeanor and their attitude is that they are kings and queens and emperors, but that's not really the way it works here in the United States. We've been acquiescing to it, but we're not anymore. So what John's got here is a pen, looks like a writing pen, but it's actually a camera. So is it okay if I pass it around, John?
Yeah, just take your phone out, go to Amazon, and type in video pens.
Yeah, spy cam pen.
Camera.
Spy camera pen. And you can find these. Yeah.
It records in 1080p, full color and audio.
Right.
And then you pull your digital recorder out and they say, well, we don't want you to be recorded, you know?
Okay.
So you say, oh, okay. You put this back in your pocket. And the pen continues to record everything that's going on.
That's right. So,
switcheroo.
So the last thing the bad guys want is for an army of people to go out there and start recording what they're doing. Because they're violating so many laws and we're catching them now. So before, you know, long time ago, decades ago, a lot of people didn't even know who the bad guys were. Now we know who they are and we can trace them all the way to the top. You know, we can go right to the Rothschilds, right to BlackRock, and right to the Davos group and the Bilderbergers, you know. So we know who they are, and they can't hide anymore. So every time they do something to try to encroach on our rights, they just create more resistors to their agenda. So that's what we are. We're the resistors. We're the rebels. We're the people that don't go along with things just because they say so. There's like I said, a lot of good news. One of the items of good news is that the film, which Charles and I just saw, The Sound of Freedom, if you haven't seen it, please go see it. Go see it. It's important to see. But the good news is that it is dominating the box office right now. Woo-hoo! Dominating it. So that tells you, that tells you things have changed. Things have changed. Okay, the narrative that the press will tell you is that, there's very few people that are just fringe people that are out here arguing against this, our benevolent agenda. Well, if that's true, what just happened to Bud Light? Anybody hear about what happened to Bud Light?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not drinking yeah.
Anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Bud Light has gone down the tubes. So if you look behind that, You begin to realize something, that their whole facade is crumbling. The facade that they put out is that corporations control everything. We're so mega rich. We can do anything. We control everything. Well, if that's true, then what just happened to Bud Light? Okay?
Target.
And Target. What just happened to Bud Light and Target? They just found out that if they anger people, they are going down. And they are going down. Big time. Their stock is plummeting. Plummeting. Yeah. Yeah. So, Ben and Jerry's, yeah. And Coca-Cola, all of them. So, these corporations, so what the people basically have done is we said, okay, and we just fired a shot right across their bow and said, okay, you go one step further, you're over with. You're done. You go to that level that Bud Light just went to, you are done. Because a corporation needs something from us in order to exist. Corporation needs our cooperation. They need us to buy their product. And if we stop buying their product, they die. So the people have the power. We have always had the power. And you might be right. Disney is probably doubling down. And that what that means is Disney is going to double the speed at which they destroy themselves. Okay? Yeah.
That also means they're
running scared. Exactly.
They're doubling down. They're running scared.
They're running scared. Exactly. Right. But guess whose stock price is also plummeting? BlackRock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're supporting this agenda that the people just don't want. Okay? And no matter how hard they try, money does not buy cooperation from some people. Okay? Some people actually have integrity. Some people care about their community. Some people have standards. Some people believe there are just two genders. And the more they try to force their perverted agenda down our throats, the more we're going to say, well, I don't need your products anymore. So I strongly encourage everybody to boycott anything from BlackRock. Let's take them down. And the spirit is there to do it. The spirit is there. Just to get to more of the good stuff that's happening, just in our own little group here, we've been contacted by people from the San Diego area. And there's people's rights are split up into little territories. So there's 11 separate territories in California, and Area 11 has not had anybody become an area assistant yet. So their group has kind of just been sitting there with no one to lead it. And so some of them came to our group and contacted us and me personally to try to get that whole thing started. And we contacted our state assistants to try to help Area 11 get going. And we weren't getting much of a response, so we pushed it. We started contacting the people that are running the whole organization. And our own Eric Kreider is now nominated to be the state assistant for California. So over the past week, he has been contacting all these people that want to get their group started, and he has got several candidates already to be area assistants in Area 11, which is a very populous area. That's San Diego, Riverside, and parts of Orange County. So People's Rights is about to blow up in Orange County and Riverside and San Diego, because they're going to have their area assistants in place And then they can nominate their own people to run the group. And then we're going to have us here in L.A., and then we're going to have them in San Diego. And he's also contacting all the other little areas in California. And it turns out that there were a lot of people that had applied to be area assistants. And the people at the state level just weren't putting them in place to get their group started. Well, all that came to an end because Eric's now in there and Eric is doing the job. And so all of the territories in California pretty soon are going to be very active like we are. So even our little group here is going to expand quite a bit. So it's the narrative of what I call the bad guys is all about pushing this idea that we need them. They try to make us dependent on them. They make us dependent in a number of different ways, like for our electricity. So we have to pay Southern California Edison to get our electricity. So food. Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. He's trying to push all this GMO Frankenfoods down our throats. They want us to eat bugs, even. You know, they're trying to control the things that are that make our lives livable. They try to control food, water, electricity, even our shelter. So they're going after all the things that we need to survive. So People's Rights here has an initiative that we've been slowly working on to build a generator, a free energy generator. And a lot of the folks here don't know this, but our friend Nick Yaya, he built a small version of a generator just to do a test to see if our concept worked, to actually generate energy from just magnets. So he brought in his little unit that he built, and we tested it. And the first time we tested it, we didn't get any energy. And it was like, oh, darn, no. And then we flipped the magnets around. We tried to maneuver with it a little bit because it wasn't quite put together exactly right. And then I connected the leads to the meter reader, the voltmeter, and I got a little, it went up, and I saw it, and I said, wait, there it is, and then it went away, and then I connected it again, and it went back up, and then I figured out how to position it just right, and we got a 0.06 reading, and it stayed there. And all it was a coil of copper wire, and two magnets, and it generated energy. And so we are going to build, and we've already built up the money to do this, we're going to build a Hendershot generator, which is a big version of that. But now we know that it actually works, so we're going to go full steam ahead and build our Hendershot generator. And anybody that wants to get involved in that, I would like to actually start making the purchases of all the stuff that we need to build it, and let's do it, because we're going to cut off their ability to control our energy. So if we can generate our own energy, if we can grow our own food, if we can build our own shelter, and we can govern ourselves, then we don't need them at all. Not at all. So we can get the parasite class like if you had a leech on your skin, if you had a leech, you take a little heat and you put some heat on the leech and it drops off. So we can get the parasite class to drop off us. And just, we don't need to fight them. We don't need to be violent. We don't need any of that. All we have to do is render them obsolete. And that's what we're going to do. So those are the plans that are in the works. I'm really proud to be a part of this group. What I'd like to do is kind of open up the floor for anybody that has questions about people's rights or anybody that wants to come up and say something that they've been thinking about. We'd like you to come up and talk about the things that are on your mind and how people's rights can be part of help creating the solution. Instead of just complaining about the problem, let's create the solution. We're the leaders here that we've all been looking for.
The founders.
We're the people that are going to make the change. You know, we're the people that resisted. A lot of us resisted the vax, or fought our best to prevent that from being forced down our throats. You know, and that was not easy. That was the biggest pressure campaign in history, probably. There was so much pressure put on people about that, that anyone that resisted that, believe me, I salute you. I salute you. You resisted something really powerful, really strong, because they were threatening people's livelihoods to take those things. They were putting severe pressure on people. And a lot of people did end up taking the injections against their will, but only because they had to take care of their families. You know, so these are crimes. These are extreme violations of our rights. And they're going to pay for that. So that's another thing that's happening behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about. There is huge pushback to hold these people accountable now. Even the corporate horror media, which is what I call them, I think it's perfectly appropriate for what they really are. Even them, they're now talking about holding people accountable, like Dr. Fauci. Okay. Out there are so many resources and so many people going after this. I literally couldn't explain them all to you. But one major effort was done by Dr. Reiner Fulmich, who is a lawyer. And he practices both here in California and in Germany. Now, Reiner Fulmich has put together hundreds and hundreds of hours of testimony from experts all over the world. And he has discovered that they have been lying to us about the whole thing, and knowingly doing so from the beginning. For example, they've known for decades that masks are harmful and they do not protect you. They've known for decades.
Are you sure?
Many decades. Okay? Yeah. So in May of 2020, a Dr. Blaylock, Russell Blaylock, he's a neurosurgeon, he put out a paper talking about masks and how harmful they were in May of 2020. And in that paper, he cited all of the peer-reviewed published science that had been done on masks to that point in history. And there were, I think, 13 or 14 major studies that had been peer-reviewed and published in medical journals. And they all said the same thing. I'm sorry?
RFK Jr.'s team found over 200
of those studies. Right. So RFK Jr., another one, who has been fighting tooth and nail against these injections. I won't call them a vaccine because it's not a vaccine. They're literally tampering with the language. They're changing the definition of words. So now, according to them, the definition of a vaccine is no longer something that provides immunity to a disease. Now, it's I don't know what their new definition is, but it's a much lower standard. That's all I can say. So once you start changing the definition of words, I mean, you have really stepped into George Orwell's 1984 here, because that's what that book was all about. If any of you have ever read 1984, there was wrong speak. If you remember that term, wrong speak. If the government ever caught you doing wrong speak, saying something that they didn't like, they would come after you. But there's things going on all over the world. France, if you don't know this, is in utter chaos right now. The whole system is breaking down. There's rioting. It's a bad situation in France. But Macron, their president, is one of BlackRock's cronies. So he's a puppet for BlackRock. So one of the first things the protesters in France did was they went in and took over the headquarters of BlackRock. They went inside and took the whole building over. So the people are moving. And once that juggernaut gets started, believe me, they have no way of stopping that. No way of stopping that. So I'm not saying that they aren't capable of doing a lot of damage still, because they are, and they're going to try. But we are going to win this fight, and that's a promise. And, you know, I said at the beginning of 2023 that 2023 is the year the new world order falls. And I'm sticking to it. I believe that's true. So anyway, thanks everybody for coming. I'd like anybody that wants to come on up to the mic and tell us what you've got to tell us.
Sorry, guys. I'm just waiting for a web page to load. Give me one moment. We'll just take a commercial break. You know, these phones, they never work when you want them to. It's interesting.
No, that's by design, too. I get that a lot, too. I'm trying to look for something, and it's slow.
Fauci, is that you?
Right. They're listening. Google, don't be evil. They're evil.
All right. All right, just on the point of these so-called vaccines, this is for anyone who doesn't know. Just in case you don't know, you really want to go to learntherisk.org. I'll tell you a quick story about Brandy Vaughn, just for those who don't know, because I'm sure there might be a couple who don't. Brandy Vaughn was a whistleblower for Big Pharma. She lived in Santa Barbara. And I might have the year wrong, but it was about 2021, where she was really coming out hardcore about Big Pharma and all the toxic ingredients and you know, drugs, medicines, and vaccines. Just a couple of things on her. Oh, by the way, so she was coming out really hard, wasn't suicidal, and then suddenly she died of a suicide in her place, and her 10-year-old son found her. And she even said, you know, she's one of those who said, I'm not suicidal, you know, so it's just so fishy, it's unbelievable. So what does that tell you? That probably tells you more than I could tell you now. But just a couple of things on the website. So it's learntherisk.org. I recommend you bookmark it. One of the top things it says, U.S. is sicker than ever. United States people. United States spends more than any other country on health care, yet has more chronic health issues than any other country. More than half of all adults in the U.S. have a chronic illness. Blah, blah, goes on. Pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines contain multiple synthetic chemicals that should just never be put into the body. There's a 2016 report from Johns Hopkins of Medicine that medical errors in hospitals are incredibly common and now may be the third leading cause of death in the U.S., claiming 251,000 deaths every year. It's iatrogenic. It's a fancy word. Cause of death, you know, by the medical error. I won't go on for too much longer, but it says vaccines do not create immunity. That's a lie. And I'll just read out some of the multiple toxic ingredients. Guys, you might want to rethink the whole thing. I mean, forget about if it's mRNA or not. That's kind of irrelevant. These things are just full of toxins that you don't want in your body. I mean, will you be the judge? It's your body. Do you guys want to put... You guys say aluminum. Do you want to put aluminium in your body? How about aborted fetal cells? Mercury? E. coli? Polysorbate 80? What the hell is that?
Antifreeze,
okay. Formaldehyde, GM soy, barium, monkey kidney cells. And I've just said about half of them. There's about another half of them to go. So just, guys, if you haven't already, wake up. And get other people to wake up as well. Like if you really care about someone and they're thinking about taking the next jibby jab, whether it's mRNA vaccine or called whatever, send them to learntherisk.org. At least that way they'll do their own research and they can make an informed decision. But right now, you know, pretty much everyone who took the mRNA COVID jab, they didn't have informed consent. By default, they didn't do any research on it because there was really none that the mainstream media was supporting. It's safe and effective, you guys. Just take another jibby jab. Anyway, that's all I got, guys. Thanks. Oh, actually, no, I've got one more thing. There's an awesome world first coming up. There's a website, theendofcovid.com. It's theendofcovid.com. Peggy Hall's involved. Kaufman, Cowan, all these people saying that basically the school of virology is built on fraud. So, you know, me and Adman call it a fraudemic because it's just, there's no foundation. If you really look into it, guys, the only conclusion is that we've been lied to for, what, 80 years, germ versus terrain theory. But look that one up yourself. It's called theendofcovid.com. It's launching in 2 days, 11th of July. It's free for a limited time. But if you pay, I think I paid for it. I think $70, you get unlimited access. Okay, next.
Anyone want to come up? Okay, come on up.
Oh, they're never little at this meeting. Always groundbreaking, revolutionary.
Just two things. A couple days ago, a friend of mine sent me the best video I've ever seen on what they're doing in terms of grooming children. And it was a young woman talking about what it boils down to. And her definition of it was so concise and accurate. It really, it just was the epitome of it. And what she said is what they're doing is normalizing pedophilia. Yep. And that was the best description of it that I've ever heard. So that was something I just wanted to share. And iatrogenic disease is actually disease caused by side effects from prescription medications. And it has been listed as the third leading cause of death. Side effects from prescription medications has been the third leading cause of death year after year after year for many years in the United States. That's it.
A correction, I was looking up polysorbate 80. It's not antifreeze, it's some sort of emulsifier or something, but either way. So those of you who were here last week, remembers the guy in the skirt?
Yeah.
that came by, and I think he lives locally, or she, or whatever they are, with braids and everything. So I was thinking, how would we approach him? I remember how we approached him last time, and he called us fascists, and I think, you know, next time if he was going to come, you know, we turn it around on him. I go, well, what do you know about us? Nothing. What do you know about people's rights? So, you know, let's say he went to a store, and the store said, you're wearing a skirt, you can't go in. He could call us, and we could go to the store and say, let him in. So you flip it on him, and he'd go, you know. So that's passing that along. Or we were going to turn off the microphone. Instead, we could move the microphone to someone else to speak. Because if you turn it off, then he's disrupting all of us. So that way we disrupt him. All right, have a nice day.
Hey. Okay. Well, I got it. Thanks. Hi, guys. Glad to be here. So this older couple celebrated their 50th anniversary. And after that, a week later, the wife decided she wanted to go to the divorce. So a friend between them decided to say, what's wrong with you guys? You know, you had such a good life. You have children. And why do you want to get a divorce? She said, well, I was looking over the album, to sit down and look at the album of our family, and none of the children looked like him. It was cheating on me.
So on that note, why was the skeleton afraid to cross the road? Because he had no guts. You know, Ira brought up I think of him as a scouting element, the guy that came to the last meeting. I consider him like a scout for what's probably going to happen next. Is we're going to get probably a group of infiltrators that's going to come next time. So we need to have a sort of a plan in place on how to deal with that. So these are the ideas that I had about how to deal with that. Number one, this is an open mic. So anybody that wants to does have the right to come up and speak at the open mic. They do not have the right to take over completely. They can say their point, they can ask their question, and then they have to move aside and let the next person come up and say what they want to say. Okay, and if they don't do that, then we're dealing with a situation where the person is trying to disrupt our meeting. And when I was talking to that individual that came last week, he admitted to me that was his purpose. His purpose was to disrupt our meeting. He said it to me straight out. He did. He said it out loud. And so I wanted to add on to what Ira said. You know, he called us fascists, and he obviously thinks we're some kind of a hate group or something like that because he's been consuming too much TV. But the point I want to make is, you know, people can say whatever they want. Remember the old adage, sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. So we got to have a little bit of a thicker skin and not let that sort of thing bother us so much. Because what that is a person putting out bait. He's putting out bait just like a fisherman. He's trying to get us to bite on the bait and engage in some kind of big argument with him and create a bunch of chaos and ruin the meeting and the environment. Okay? So the way we can deal with that is very simple. If we have a person that doesn't want to leave the mic and is obviously intent on disrupting, our meeting. I'm just going to have the MC, whoever the MC is, can come up to the microphone and just put a hold, put a stop on the meeting for the moment. Ask our speaker to wait or whatever the situation requires. And then I'm going to ask Kenny to shut off the microphones. And then the person can say what they want to say. And then we can all just say, okay, you've had your say. We'd like you to leave now. We've heard what you had to say, so leave now. And if they don't, they refuse to leave, and if they want to keep harassing us and making the environment hostile, then we can do what John suggested, and we can just notify the police and say we have a person here that's creating a disturbance, and have the police come and ask the person to leave. So that's the way we can handle that. Go ahead, Ira.
So we're here, let's say, under the pavilion. We don't have a permit for this.
Right.
That's something the police might come up and say,
right.
Okay, you guys are here.
Right.
We're right for a keep the peace call. Excellent, John.
Right. So if it comes down to it, John's exactly right. It's a keep the maintain the peace call. So we have a person here that's trying to incite violence, then we need to get the police involved and get them to leave. However, they do have the freedom to speak at our open mic. So as long as they're not trying to incite violence or anything like that, and they're just saying their opinion, fine, let them talk. Okay. Well, we can't make this a members only thing because this is a public park and we don't have a permit to be here. So anybody that wants to can walk up. We just need to know how to deal with that. But go ahead, Karen.
So when it happened last week, there were people who really got their feathers ruffled and they got very
right.
upset. And
they took the bait.
They engaged with
took
him.
The bait.
It's very, very important. Do not engage.
Right. Right.
We have to remove them.
So whoever is the...
Get them to stop engaging.
Whoever... Okay. Okay. Let me bring up a couple people here to the mic to say their piece. Yeah. So if this situation happens, and let's suppose there's more than one, individual, and let's suppose they are more aggressive than that guy was last week. So I'd like to nominate myself and maybe a couple other people here to perform like a security function for our group. If something like that happens and we get multiple people coming in to try to disrupt us, let's have already some people predefined to handle security. Because we have the right to defend ourselves, and not only can they say what they think, but we can say what we think about what they just said also. Like, he can call us a fascist, and I can say, well, you're an idiot that consumes too much TV.
That's engaging.
Okay? But what I'm saying is, we have free speech too. But this is true. The way to get rid of them is to not engage. That's exactly right. So if we all just refuse to take the bait and refuse to engage, almost certainly they will leave. And that's my two cents. But come on up.
Just that even though we don't officially rent this space, if we are using it, and it's not rented to anybody else, it's as if we have rented it. I read the Pasadena rules. So we have total use of this pavilion as long as it's not rented. That's all. Thanks.
Just on what's still on the topic of what we're talking about. So a few months back, probably more like six or more, there was a rally in Santa Monica, and there were some disruptors. Forget what the rally was. Was it Baby Lives Matter? Probably was Baby Lives Matter. Anyways, these guys did a very smart thing. Sheva was one of them. And instead of taking the bait, because you take the bait, guys, it's over. You're just fanning the flames, and the flames are going to get bigger. I know it's hard, easier said than done, but don't take the bait. But what these guys did instead was like, well, hey, what's your name? Come on up. Say your piece. You want to say something? Say something. They actually came up, said something on the mic, which no one agreed with, but it doesn't matter. They had a bit of a safe space to say what, and they were very surprised, which was a good thing. Surprised in a good way. They had an open platform, like, here, share your ideas. We might not agree with it, but freedom of speech. So that person was blown away, and it was, I wouldn't say they were transformed as such, but as a step in the right direction, because, you know, we can't, creating enemies isn't going to work. So for me, yeah, definitely don't take the bait. You know, depending on the degree of how antagonistic they are, I mean, obviously it's going to vary. But if they're not too bad, if they're just being like low-level shitheads, just say, well, dude, what's your name? Where are you from? Be curious. And don't just talk to them like as if you're waiting for your chance to speak again. Actually genuinely listen to them. If you listen to them with a bit of empathy, who knows how far you're going to get, you know, and you're going to totally disrupt their pattern. Their pattern is they're expecting you to get a bit violent back and a little bit like, well, piss off, man. Who are you, jerk? They're expecting that. So if you completely interrupt their pattern and give them a bit of love, like, hey, dude, we could say a few words, man. What you got to say, you know? A bit of empathy goes a long way. Obviously, it's easier said than done sometimes, but if we all work on that, I think it's going to be a lot better. And definitely have a plan, have a contingency plan. Like, if they're just a bit out of control, then, you know, well, then we need a bit of a plan. But I hope you guys are picking up what I'm putting down, you know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
Okay. Let me add something. Or Charles, go ahead.
I don't want to add anything to this subject. I'm going to talk about something.
Oh, okay. So one of the things the guy did say was that he thought our group and people like us were trying to kill people like him. He said that. I think he believed it too. And so one of the things I said to him at the very end when the whole thing was over with is I went up to him and I said, I'd like to point out that we gave you a chance at the mic. You got to say what you wanted to say and none of us tried to hurt you. And he said, oh, yeah, actually, I appreciate that. But he was still intent on disrupting us. But anyway, so I would like to just say real quick, the guys here and any ladies that feel like they're tough, if you want to perform a security function, if we do happen to get a large group, okay, we have the perfect right to defend ourselves. We don't have to let anyone destroy our equipment or anything like that. We don't have to just stand back and watch if they try to grab our stuff and run away with it or, you know, steal the mic or throw it on the ground or wreck our cameras. We don't have to tolerate that. We can defend ourselves. So I'm going to take on that role, and I'm sure some of the other guys here will. Well, the week before this last week, we had these three little kids. I would say they were maybe 12, 13 years old. And they came walking right through our meeting. And this was while our speaker was setting up. And one of the little kids came up and started grabbing the microphone, and he was going to, like, wrestle it away and maybe do something with it. I don't know. But the speaker was, you know, pretty sharp, and he stopped them, and we sent him away. But that same group of kids came back three times. A lot of people didn't see them, but they came back three times. And Nick and myself, we kind of kept our eyes on them and kept them away. But they were clearly trying to create a scene. So we are on the bad guys' radar. I just want to make that clear. And we need a plan. So let's not engage. That's the most important thing. Do not engage with them. And if they won't move on, we're just going to shut off the mics. And then we're going to, you know, circle up the wagons if we need to and defend ourselves. And that's it. Exactly.
Anybody here speak Spanish? No? Okay. No, because I've been talking to Adam about this, and something I want to present to everybody here is let's have a picnic. You know, a real... maybe around Labor Day, the Sunday, you know, because it takes time to plan something like this, you know. So a, but so this people were just leaving. I noticed there's no grills in this park, and I noticed that nobody's ever grilling anything. But that guy was just leaving, and he had a grill. So I went over to ask him if he, you know, you're allowed to grill here, and he says, oh, he didn't speak Spanish, so he really didn't know what I was talking about. So I said, oh, okay. But I'm going to have to look into that and find out if you are, in fact, allowed to have a small grill here in this park, because I think it would be really great. We have a big enough kitty, and there's no reason why we can't put it towards doing something fun for ourselves and having some hamburgers, hot dogs. And then we have a lot of talent here in the kitchen. Somebody make potato salad. Somebody that's certified. To make potato, because you have to be certified to make potato salad. Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly. And yeah, somebody bring baked beans, you know, a cake, whatever. And let's have a little Patriot celebration. Maybe like maybe we could shoot towards Labor Day, something like that. It's just an idea, and I just wanted to put that idea out there and see me personally or publicly, and let me know what your thoughts are. Thanks.
So, guys, Adman and John were just talking over in the corner. So, I guess if someone's being really unruly and you just, you know, you can't do much, if they're just being over the top, think of this, guys. How creepy would this be? If you had a group even this size and someone was just being a dick, whatever, they're trying to just, you know, upset our apple cart. How creepy would this be if everyone just stopped talking, dead silence, and did this, started filming? That would be, come on, guys, that would be creepy as hell. They're not going to expect that. And if you didn't say one word, oh, I don't think many people could handle that for that long. But anyways, we'll bury that topic. What I wanted to say was I saw this interesting video the other day about the whole trans movement and how come that's so popular is because partly because a lot of these corporations, what's coming out is that the mother or I suppose the father are turning around and saying, well, I got a trans kid. So you got one of the top bosses turning around and saying, oh, I got a trans kid. So they there's no other way to say it. They mutilated their kid, changed their gender. Now they're committed to it. So that's why it's just getting a little bit tricky. We're heading into tricky territory because there seems to be a few of them around. So just bear that in mind, you guys. You know, it's a bit of a challenge. I think we can turn the boat around. With education, but yeah, that's all I got about that. Anyone else want to come up?
Travis, why don't you bring up your conversation?
Travis, come on, you guys were talking. What were you talking about? Bring it up, come on down.
Do you want to share with the whole class?
Bueller. Well, I'm out. The tank's empty, man. I'm looking at you.
You had all this conversation going on.
This is bullying. All right. Well, maybe you don't want to share it. But anyone else?
Children Protective Services? I mean, they have no say anymore because parents and the schools are mutilating the kids. So there's no way they could go to a family and say, you're hurting your child. How?
Promoting.
I mean...
Say that again, John.
CPS is promoting.
CPS are promoting the trans?
So that means that if somebody, children are in danger of being battered, abused. Yeah, because the abuse is getting too much. The balance is lost.
What's being put in place right now is that if you do not acknowledge the child's transgendered or trans situation, you are now going to be considered abusing your child, and CPS will take your child from you. They are promoting, this is in California, it's already a bill right now, and that's why we need to talk about something is called by being a national if you have children. We're not going to do it today, but that's something we need to talk about, because there's only a couple of ways to protect yourself. That's one of them. Anyway. Go ahead.
Everybody, you guys get to see me before I go and pass these out to Mr. O'Keefe. Anyway, so about the barbecue thing, I would say, hey, that's a pretty good idea. Maybe like a quarterly barbecue. Every 3 months, you don't really have to worry about it. Every 3 months, right? And then the Glendale Burbank group, right? The next thing we're going to probably do is go to, like, you know, kids' sports leagues. We go to school if they were open right now, but kids' sports leagues, so like soccer, maybe swimming, set up over there. And how you're talking about how the rights of parents are being taken away. Maybe that's one way, you know, joining people's rights that they think that they could get their rights back. So growth is good. There's an option for growth right there. Go to the parents, because those are the people that literally have their flesh and blood in the game. So, yeah, I mean, I love to see growth. A lot of times it's just us. So we got to fix that.
So what John was just saying about becoming a national, if you look on our website in the newsroom, so once you join People's Rights, you can – actually, it's public. But that particular news item is not public. So you'd have to be a member of People's Rights to see this. But once you are a member of People's Rights, you can go to the peoplesrights.org newsroom – and you can find national class that's being offered by John. And you can learn what is involved in becoming a national. And once you become a national, which I'm a national, there's a few of us here that are nationals, you have a much higher status than just as a citizen. When you're a citizen, you're under their... corporatized commercial system, and they can more easily violate your rights if you're just a citizen. If you're a national, it's much more difficult for them to violate your rights. So John offers a class. I've taken it 3 times myself, and I highly recommend it. If you haven't done it, learn what's involved with becoming a national, because it's one of the best ways to protect your rights. So anybody else that wants to come up and say anything, please do. It's an open mic for all of us.
Just a thought about the bills that are on the floor for the state of California for this bad legislation. One of the little groups that I'm in got some people posting some really good stuff in there. And an important thing that somebody posted in the past week was to keep an eye on these bills as they are proposed, and then flood the offices of the people on the committees before it gets to the committee. Because once it gets to the committee, they've already decided they're probably going to pass it. That doesn't necessarily mean it absolutely will. But if you can get it shut down before it hits committee by flooding their offices with complaints and comments that you do not support it, you don't want it, and get as many people as you can to do the same, that will be much more effective than waiting till it hits the floor or goes to a committee.
Yeah, I will wrap it up, but I want to point out one thing about Gandhi and Martin Luther King and the way they won their battles for civil rights. The way they won is by saying, no, I won't cooperate with that. And that's what's happening to Bud Light. We're saying, no, we won't buy your beer anymore. That's what's happening to Target. No, we won't shop there anymore. So when they say your kid has to be indoctrinated, say, no, I will withdraw my kid from your school. You won't have access to my kid. That's the way we win. Refuse to cooperate with evil. Thanks.
So a couple of nights ago, I had a nightmare, an absolute nightmare. I dreamt that the election day, everything was going well until noon. They decided that a third party named Ulysses, won by default. Both candidates combined didn't get as much as he did. Therefore, the election is gone. So I'm afraid for election day that one they could stop us. They could say, you know, you can't vote. Whatever, they're going to do something. I think it's because I feel Trump, he's so far ahead, and they're going to do something nasty, you know, and that's what I'm going to leave it at.
All right, thanks everybody. Mingle amongst yourselves. Have a chat. The meeting's officially over, but we're probably all going to go out to dinner after.